Yo, what is up, guys? Back with another episode of Los Compas Podcast.
Yes, sir. You
know the vibes. We out here running it. We out here. I don't know what we're doing, guys, actually.
We're thugging, bro. We're thugging. We're living life. We out here running the streets.
Hey, yo, it's your sleep paralysis demon. What's good?
That's not even funny, bro.
What's good, bro?
That's not even funny.
Hey, cut that shit out, yeah?
Catch me in your sleep, bro.
I'm going to catch you with these fucking hands, bro. Bare fisted and shit.
Bro, that's
I'm sorry, you know what they're I didn't mean to bring back traumatic memories, bro. My bad.
Bro, why you got to bring up sleep paralysis? All right, what about this, bro? Of all things.
My bad, bro. Does this make you feel a little better?
That means sound like me.
Oh, shit. Hey, imagine imagagine you have this voice. You walk up to a girl and you just start talking. What would she say? Or what would she say?
I hope she doesn't make fun of you. I hope she respects you for the way you look and for actually approaching her. But if she roasts you, that's fucked up.
She'd probably be like, Junior, are you skipping school today? Because this ain't happening.
And just in case she rejects me and talks shit.
Well, then fuck you, bitch.
Hey, yo.
My bad. Okay, my bad.
So that voice, a demon, bro?
That voice, like, when I hear it, it just, like, it makes me act different. I don't know why.
That scary voice reminds me of the voice from that one game.
Jackbox Party?
The Jackbox Party Pack.
Murder Mystery Trivia?
Yeah, Murder Trivia, yeah.
That's literally what it reminds me of, yeah. That's probably how they did it.
Yes, sir. Hey, but welcome back, everybody, dude. Hey, it's a boys-only episode. It's actually been a while, bro, since we recorded one of these, because we've had... What, three guests? Like, back to back. And then, but before that, we had a week off. And then after we had the three guests, we had another week off. So we just out here slacking, you know?
Yeah,
but it's another boys episode.
We've just been sleeping around with everyone.
No pause on that one.
Yo, what? I wish, but damn.
Miguel, chill. All right, guys. At the upload, or at the time of the upload of this episode, it's been a week since Miguel got a tattoo. And this was already just acting different, dude. Ever since he got a tattoo.
Here it is on screen for all y'all people that are watching this. My tattoo's on screen. I posted it to the socials though too.
Is that a Lapras?
It's also on the vlog we just posted. And it's not a Lapras, you fucking piece of...
Who's that Pokemon?
I don't want to say. For those of you who don't know, it's Selenium's logo. My favorite DJ. It's a phoenix. Rise from the ashes, you know, be reborn kind of shit, you know, so... This Miguel, is me trying to be reborn.
Catch Miguel like this the whole episode with his arm just like this.
Bro, I bet you Miguel at work is just like, hey guys, so I've been like thinking about it. And
his arm like up here?
I just don't know. But you know, actually, if you guys go that way.
Over there?
And then,
right
then
over.
We go that way.
Right
then
over.
Then we go that, oh, that way.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that way.
Yeah, but.
He's going to start talking like me, goes that way. Da 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 da. No, that way. That's something. Also, guys, I did also got a tattoo, so catch me like this the whole time. Just like I'm just thinking.
I did also get a tattoo.
Who?
I'm just thinking.
Who?
You know?
Who asked, bitch? Nobody did.
Damn. I also told him, I'll tell Miguel that, like, you know how right now it's still considered sweater weather. It's getting a little bit hotter, but you can still get away with wearing a sweater. But I know I did this personally. I don't know if other people out there did it, but whenever I had a tattoo, like, in the wrist area, I would like just like put down to sleep just a little bit, just enough to show the tattoo, just to let people know that I had it, and just I would walk around like that, you know, just put down the sleep just a little bit, just enough to show it, and that's gonna be Miguel too,
bro. I'd be at the gym, bro. The other day, I had my sweater on. I was like, oh fuck, I forgot I had that, you know.
Nah,
I'm over there like pulling the bar down. I'm like, oh yeah, that's just sick. Bro, let me go like this real quick.
Nah, his dumbass, he just pulled that one sleeve down. The other sleeve still had normal. It was just that one sleeve.
Hey, but speaking about like you saying like, oh shit, I forgot I had that. I don't know about like Adnan. Has that ever happened to you? Like, were you like in the first few days, like you kind of like, you know, you remember you got it, but then you're like, fuck, holy shit, like it's there type shit.
Nah, bro. When I first got my first tattoo, I was any moment that I could show it off or any moment I could just look at it, I would fucking admire it. Yeah. I'm not forgetting that I have this. So I'd make sure people knew about that shit.
I'm gonna be 100% real with you right now. I got it that first day, I was like, fuck, dude, did I really do this? I don't know how I felt about it, you know? Like, I was still 50-50. Right? No, I didn't know it's a thing. And then...
It's a thing, yeah. It's called tattoo... So, fuck, what's that word? when you like regret something or tattoo regret, something like that. Don't quote me on that if that's a particular name, but
I was like that. I was gonna say it doesn't sound like a very technical term.
It's like when you get a tattoo and then you're like, fuck, why did I do this? And then you're like contemplating life. Something like that. I don't know.
But yeah, and then like, and then the next day, so Monday, I kept it pretty hidden from my mom.
Not the mom.
I think it was Monday. Yeah. So then Tuesday, I was in a mowed lawn and it was warm. And no. Actually, I showed her on Monday. My bad. I showed her on Monday.
Yeah.
My dad FaceTimed my mom because he's working, you know, out of the city right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it. This is the moment, bro. This has to be it right here. So I just went up to her and I just pulled down my sleeve and I looked at her. Did I say up or down?
You said down.
Well, I mean, I technically did pull it down.
No.
Because I was like this. And then I was like, bam.
Look, mom. Bro. Grammar. You always pull up the sleeve.
Hey, leave Miguel alone, man. Leave him alone.
No, because Miguel would be the type of person who would have corrected me if I would have said it wrong.
What if you go up south or down north, bro?
That's accurate.
Well, it depends on the orientation of your sleeve. No,
it doesn't. You're always going to pull down a sleeve and you're going to pull up a sleeve. Even if it's going this way, you're pulling up a sleeve.
I will admit he's right. Yeah,
why are we arguing about sleeve orientations, bro? I don't
know, because whatever. You know, we go back to the subject at hand. Yes, I show my mom.
Soup.
And she's just like, she looks at me like, bro. And I start cracking up. My dad's saying some other shit about some other bullshit. And he thinks I'm laughing at that. And he's like, my mom's like, no. Look what your son did. And then I show him on the FaceTime. He's like, damn.
He really did that.
It's like, should have tattooed your ass instead, bro. And I was like,
damn.
I was like, I did.
Say what he said. Say what he said.
Pero para eso sí tienes dinero,
¿verdad? No, that's what my mom said. That's what my mom said.
Mejor te lo hubieras tratado en el culo, güey.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Pinche culo. I heard that part too.
My mom said, is that what I have money for? And I was like, it's only $50, chill.
Hey, it was pretty cheap, bro. Did you have like the same, or I don't know, after that, were they like normal? Or are they still mad at you?
They didn't give a damn. But then again, I think I've disappointed them in more than one way already.
So you're lucky, Miguel, because I know a lot of people.
No girl, no wife, no kids, no grandkids for them. I'm pretty sure I've become a complete disappointment for them in other ways. So this tattoo is just another thing on the long list of disappointments.
This guy just collecting badges like fucking Boy Scouts.
Like a Pokemon trainer.
I was going to say, your mom.
The way I said that, my voice just went high pitched. That was crazy.
Like a Pokemon trainer.
Can we edit that out, please? All right, thanks.
Your mom is collecting Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but each card is like one more thing that they're disappointed in you in. Yeah, they almost have all five pieces of Exodia, essentially.
I thought it was six.
If you count the video from earlier.
I sent these fuckers a video about Exodia and completing all five pieces, but in this case it was six pieces. The sixth piece was the third leg, which Miguel has. Honestly,
I don't think they really cared, man. I mean, it's not like it's a crazy tattoo. It's not like, you know, it's gang related or anything, you know. It's a gang, bro. I try to explain to them that it's
gang related. And I still got my ass handed to.
That's what I'm saying. Look,
your mom's pretty traditional.
I feel like Moises' mom has motherfucker. Let me speak, okay?
Sorry. My fault.
All right, I'm trying to get my point across here, and I cannot.
This man gets a tattoo, and he becomes a fucking badass too.
Look, bitch, if you interrupt me one more time, I'm gonna fucking find you in your sleep.
I bet.
Hey, can you just say that to him? And not with me. I'm gonna fucking dream about this shit now.
I'll make sure it's only directed towards Miguel. I got you. So I feel like Moises' mom's reaction is a more traditional. Yeah, like you said, she's more traditional. But I feel like that's the most normal reaction out of all moms, because my mom was also the same, and she was fucking pissed that I got a tattoo, and she wouldn't speak to me. Like she just completely stopped talking to me. But I got lucky because since I lived in LA at the time. For whatever reason, she visited LA like a week after I got the tattoo. So she was in the area. Since there was no one else but us to talk to, she was kind of forced to talk to me again. So I got lucky. But she was hella pissed. And my parents were even more pissed about the second tattoo. So they were pissed. They were super mad about the first tattoo. But when I got a second one, that was the fucking worst lecture I ever got from them in my life, bro. And not only that, mainly because I wasn't really financially stable at the time, so they technically had a reason to be upset. But that second fucking lecture that I got from them was out of this world, man.
I honestly don't remember what my second tattoo was. Another thing about it, I can't remember if it was the cactus,
the one on your dick, bro,
or the family tree.
That's the one on your dick.
I think it was the same concept. Like my first tattoo, my sister and I got them the same day. I didn't go home that day. My sister went home. And so my sister got all the backlash.
She got all the heat.
and then the second day I came in for round two. I showed up and then, I mean, they knew about it.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I straight up told them, like, my mom and dad were both in the living room. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you guys know, but, you know, I got a tattoo. I'm like, I know you guys don't care for them, but, like if you want to see it, I'll show it to you. If you don't, like, I won't show it to you. Like, obviously, eventually you'll see it. But, like, if you don't want me to show it to you, then, you know, fair game.
Yeah.
She's like, well, if you want to. I'm like, no. I'm like, yeah, it's not if I want to. This is if you guys want to. And so eventually, like, you know, I'll like, here, let me tell you the meaning behind it before I show it to you. And so I explained the meaning. And she's like, okay, well, let me see it. I showed it to them. She still fucking cried, bro. She cried her eyes out. My dad was pissed. You know, like that whole thing happened. But, you know, like my mom's was a lot less severe than I'm like, mom still talked to me and everything. Yep. But also it had to probably be like, I lived at home still. So, but I do remember what I'm saying, bro. I can't remember which one was my second one. I'm pretty sure it was a big one. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Cause I don't think I had the cactus when I went to Mexico, and I'm pretty sure my second tattoo was this biggest one. So like I went from this whole, you know, script to having this big ass one across my whole arm. And I remember that second one. My mom was just like, again,
no entiendes, güey, pero no entiendes.
Like that old man from fucking SpongeBob. When are you going to learn your lesson?
Yeah.
No, it's not how it goes, bro.
It's old man Jenkins. Old man Jenkins, bro.
How many times would they teach you this lesson, old man? And you just reminded me, I have to show your parents my tattoo. I think I'm more scared of doing that.
What, me?
Yeah.
You have to show, why did you show
them? Yeah, I don't have to show them, but when I... No, my tattoo. I have to be like, look what it says.
No, they already know. And I already told them I wasn't part of it. I didn't go. So I told them it's all done.
What the fuck, bro?
That's fine. I'll take the flag.
Do you see this, right? What he did?
Like, they also watched the vlog, so.
Hey!
Fuck.
Appreciate the fans.
No, I'm sorry my parents are supportive of what I do.
My parents don't speak English and don't know how to use YouTube.
What were you going to say, though, Miguel? I know you were trying to...
Your mom is always on YouTube. Just show us up.
No, she's never on YouTube.
She's on the wrong side of YouTube.
She's on Facebook Shorts.
Facebook. My mom is always on Facebook, too.
It is worse.
My dad's back on fucking Moco Space.
Hey. If I could, I would. But so basically, what I was gonna say is, both your moms are more traditional than my mom. I think we've converted our my mom to modernism.
Modernism.
Yo, what is this fucking?
Miguel said he used Palmerization with fucking with the U.S. of A. and created a new mom.
Nah, the thing is, Miguel on the map, his house specifically is another, just a country in its own, and they have their own, like,
dictatorship
and stuff.
Yeah.
She's somewhat more open-minded in a way, and what are you saying?
My mom's closed-minded? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. I'm saying my mom's more open-minded than your mom.
Choose your words carefully right now. Choose your words very carefully right now.
Just say it, Miguel.
I'm just saying. Maybe my mom is a little more open-minded than your mom. I'm just saying. I don't know. But
she's not broken.
What I think helps that, and I don't know if this is the case for nuns' parents, obviously, but your parents go back to Mexico a lot, and I feel like they're able to maintain that connection with their roots. My parents haven't gone since they fucking left, which has been like probably 20 plus years.
Is there illegal, bro?
31. Hey, whoa.
What the fuck?
That was out of nowhere, yo.
Hey, yo. What the fuck?
I like Miguel roasted my parents on the other episode.
Hold on, I did.
I blame Moises' parents for the way he is. More specifically, his mom. Oh, by the way, I showed him that video.
Everybody at home, you're witnessing a civil war right now.
Better not finish the statement. All right, yeah. Bring up all the shit they've ever given me about you know who and you know what. They brought it up again. It brought it back
Shut
up
your
again.
Ex sobrino ass up, bro.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. They brought that back up again on Saturday when we were there, bro. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, I thought this show was dead, bro.
Look,
your ex primo ass up, bro.
Look, I'm gonna have to agree with Miguel on that one. If I was in Miguel's position and that keeps constantly getting brought up at parties, I would be very tired of that shit as well.
I'm not tired of it. I'm just saying. Game is game, bro. Everything's open
game
at this point.
Game is game.
When I try to help Miguel and this motherfucker is just like, you know, I don't want your fucking help. Let me fucking go into this. Let me stay on that same path. He's like, let me stay on that same path.
Fuck off.
Yeah, for real. Miguel, what the fuck, bro?
I've been gone, but I'm back again. You feel me?
Look,
the real me.
You know, it's the real me. Okay. You say because you say the roots of my parents, blah, blah, blah. But when I was in Mexico, both my aunts loved my tattoos.
That's because over there it's weird because
it's corrupt.
Anything from the U.S., your aunts are going to love because it's something they never experienced. No. And not only that, but they're not your parents. So they're going to support anything you fucking do, bro.
No, that's a hard pass. Because I asked her if I can get my ears pierced and she said no.
Yeah, but if you got them, they'll be like, oh, cool, watch, do it. But I bet but you. I bet you.
So like my tia Luz, her son has piercings. Shout out to my cousin Fernando. I remember I told my mom, I was like, why can't I get piercings? She's like, because I don't want you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, but Fernando has them. Why is your tia son, blah, 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 blah. I was like, all right, whatever, cool. So then I remember when I went to Mexico and I showed my mom was like, mira lo que hizo Moises. And I showed him and then, you know, and so I think it's also the fact that, like, the tattoo is a family tree. Like, it has my grandparents' names on it.
That's funny because you talk about meaning in tattoos, but when I tell my mom, like, oh, this is the meaning of my tattoo, she's like, I don't give a fuck if it has meaning or not. Why you get that shit? She's like, I don't give a fuck if it's a virgencita.
Same, because I asked her, I'm like, what if I get like a Jesucristo or like something, you know? Yeah. She's like, it doesn't matter. She's like, the fact that I had my family, like, my grandparents' names on it, my mom's like, you know, she's like, oh, it's nice, you know, but for what? Type shit. And my aunts were like, oh, it's nice, we like it. It was just weird. And I think my mom was like, what? You guys aren't on my side?
I have a question to that.
I threw them off. What's up?
Would you say your aunts are like woke? More religious than your mom or less religious than your mom?
Same.
Same? About the same. Okay. Sometimes I feel like religion has to do a lot with it because.
You would think, right? Damn. But like my aunts, they go to church every Sunday. My mom goes to church every Sunday.
I don't know if I can say this without getting in trouble. Fuck it.
Do it.
I've already said enough shit on here that like, gets me in trouble.
Say it.
My aunt, who is supposedly really religious, but probably fake as fuck, to be honest. oh, fuck. You know, I didn't say that a lot, right? I had a blocker on Snap when I posted this because I knew damn well she was going to fucking say some shit about it. So.
What do you have your mom or your aunt, bro?
What do you have your aunt on Snap?
She just added me, bro, and I was like, oh, I'll give her a shot. I should never have done that.
Damn. So did you just block her from that story or block her completely?
From all my stories. She could still snap me if she wants to, but not my stories.
I respect that.
Yeah, you know.
It just seems like you don't post anything.
The door's like creaked open, you know what I mean? But not fully open, but not fully closed, you know? Maybe she might need some help one day with an emergency, and, you know, she is my aunt or something. Or maybe I might need to contact her for, you know, some help. Hopefully not. That's probably the last person I'd go to. I'd probably go to you guys first, obviously, or your parents first.
You're not going to go to my parents, bro. You're going to go to his parents.
Well, I mean, I don't talk to your parents. I do.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to go to my parents.
Which reminds me, bro.
They're also hella far away.
The fact that our families haven't gotten together for one fucking thing, it baffles me.
It's probably a good thing.
What are you talking about? You think they'll air out all our dirty laundry to each other?
Yeah. Nah, I feel like I think all our family would get along together. I especially think our dads would get along well with each other. Moms, I think it's the same. Even the moms, I think all our moms would get along well with each other. So I feel like they all have similarities, you know?
So it's just your siblings that I have beef with. That's crazy. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Both of your siblings.
Rightfully so.
Like, I have beef with, you know, Miguel's siblings, your siblings. Your siblings have beef with my siblings.
Wait, who's got beef with my siblings? You got beef with my siblings? That's crazy.
I can hear the squeaking from the other room.
That's funny. That's hella funny. So can I. You know what's funny, though? The same day I showed my mom this, is my brother came home with his bleached hair.
Two disappointments in one day, bro.
I couldn't tell when my mom was more pissed at, bro. I was like...
Why gotta do her like that?
And then I was gonna bleach my hair like his mom. And he's like, oh, yeah, bring me this shit. I'll do it for you. And I was like, I knew she was gonna fuck up my hair if I did that, so I'm not gonna do it.
You know, you know what's funny, though? His hair will go back.
Yeah, here like he said it's already growing back. So
yeah, my bro, your shit's permanent, bro. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm doing the same thing. So people listening, people watching, at the end of the video or, you know, on anything, probably if not makes this a clip or something.
Nah, fuck you.
Help me pick out a hair color. I might do streaks, like some highlights, you know, maybe full blown. Let me know, bro. I'm trying to try something new, and then if I don't like it, it's go boom.
This is gonna go frost tips from the 19.
My boy waited. Bro. Tell me why I shouldn't bring that back, bro. Like fucking Justin Timberlake, bro.
Don't bring it back.
Bring it back.
Nah, why not? Don't bring it back.
Like bringing sexy back?
Exactly. Yeah.
Miguel waited 32 years of his life to start changing, bro. Come on, man.
31, bitch. 31. And a half.
And,
not even half. Half is what, April?
And what are we in?
No, but like April 26th, dummy.
I mean, it's still the same month. It's still,
you're over like, in the you're month. Halfway is 26. You're still not there
yet. You might as well just fucking round up, bitch.
Yeah.
No. See, like me, like, I got 2 days till it's my half a birth.
Oh, here we go. Hey, speaking of half birthdays, do you guys believe in that shit? Do you guys fucking, what do you guys think of people who celebrate their half birthdays?
They're fucking idiots.
No judgment.
No judgment.
Nah. Yeah, 100% judgment. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that, bro?
Okay, so you got half birthdays. You got your birth week, and people would do birth months, bro.
Damn, nah, that's a no for me.
Like, bro, there's enough depression for one day. Like, why you want to spread it out across the whole week?
See, there's people out there that actually enjoy celebrating their birthday.
But do you think it's because they like the attention?
I don't know what it is, bro. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I wish I could somewhat enjoy my birthday. And don't get me wrong.
You know what it's called?
It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's that I don't really care. Like, if we celebrate my birthday, which we usually do for a Halloween party, you know, like, it's for everyone to kind of enjoy. Like, you know.
And what it's called? It's called Pick Me Energy, man. That's what it is.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Pick Me Energy.
Pick me energy.
Yeah. You know what that is?
Pikmin.
I didn't have the energy when I was picked last in dodgeball.
I'm not saying it's you, brother. I'm just saying, people that celebrate the half birthdays, that's pick me energy, bro.
Pick me. Like, I want to be picked. Pick me first. That's
also just conceitedness.
Yeah. Whoa, that's kind of, I don't know.
It's the same shit.
They could be conceited, humble about it, though.
What's humble about? Are you really humble if you're fucking telling someone, hey, today's my half birthday, what are you going to tell me?
Happy half birthday?
I fucking hate you, Miguel.
You're just asking for the fucking attention, bro.
But then I would say, happy half fucking brain cell also, bitch.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, shut the fuck up. Talk to me when it's your full real birthday, bro.
That's actually crazy.
No, don't talk to me when it's your real birthday because you already used your fucking day.
Exactly. You only get one. Choose an hour.
You already cashed it in, bro. Like, that's it.
So yep. if I start celebrating my half birthday, guys, you're going to do the same thing.
I'm going to stop being your friend.
That's crazy.
I'll celebrate your half birthday and I'll see you for your birthday.
You know what, Miguel? I'll be half a friend.
So then he'll be at a quarter.
Exactly.
Speaking of half, wait, what the fuck? Hey, yo, what? Speaking of half friends, guys, I have a question.
I also have a question.
And this probably pertains more to like high school and shit. You feel me? You know?
Nah, bro, that's a long time ago.
I don't know. I've grown up already, so I don't do that shit anymore. Or
I've grown up already.
People don't do that shit to me, hopefully, you know? But like, that's crazy. Were you guys ever like fake friends with someone? Or maybe like, did you know somebody else fake friends with you? Or maybe you're mutually fake friends with each other just to fucking survive, you know, just to get through school. And then once you graduate, you're like, all right, well, you know, you're done. I'm done with you. Your usefulness is done. And later, you know, have a good life.
Like you use your resources in high school and then that's it.
Exactly. You know,
like as in like you're a loser and somehow you managed to get into the popular kids and then you know you're faking everything to be like to stay in that group kind of thing.
That's kind of an extreme case, but
or is it you're a loser, they're a loser, so you're just kind of like.
We're both losers.
Like, we're both kind of little barnacles at the bottom, you know? You want to just hang out.
At rock bottom? Fuck.
That's fucked up. You compare to barnacles. That's crazy. That's fucked up.
Okay. I could go with like fucking whale shit.
Why are you disrespecting the barnacles like that, bro? What did they ever do to you?
No one likes barnacles.
They don't do shit. I mean, besides getting in the way.
Aren't they the ones that latch on to crabs?
They latch onto everything they can latch onto.
Exactly. And then the
crabs, turtles.
And then the lobsters can't move. Like, they're just fucking killers.
Actually, wait. I've never seen barnacle attached to a crab or a lobster. I've seen them attached to a turtle.
Everybody at home, can you guys go through all our podcast episodes and can you guys start listing the little mini side arguments that Miguel and Moises always get into? Every episode, this shit always happens. They start going off on little tangents of, like, the topics, but they're, like, little side topics, bro.
All right, so far, we have two in this episode.
We have two in this episode.
Well, how do you define a fake friend, guys? What is the definition of a fake friend?
Bitch, you're the one that asked the question.
That's crazy. Oh, man. That's
this guy brings up an argument or a topic and then doesn't even know how to define it.
Okay.
This is the guy that put his name on the project and just stands up there.
That is not true. That is
me
not
and
true.
Miguel are the persons that come to us to make the project right now, and then they take the credit.
This is what he's doing right now. Like, he's like, he literally is like, if you had a fake friend, what would you do? And then someone in the class is like, well, what's a fake friend? He'd be like, fuck, bro, I'm just presenting the slide. Like, I already know what's happening. That's literally what Miguel's doing right now.
No. I flip it on you to stimulate your brain growth, yeah, man. That way I'll try to get the answer.
Stimulate your brain and let me know what the fuck a half friend is.
All right, Miguel, look, since Moises doesn't want to help you out here, I'll help you out here. The reason I bring up that me and Miguel would fit in that, we go into a group and then we're going to be the ones that end up doing all the work and then people take the credit and shit like that. So I remember one time in class when it was the table that I sat at was me and the three other friends that I had. We were actual friends. These are not fake friends. But me trying to, you know, fit in with other people that I didn't really fit in with, we did this like group assignment, group project thing, and we got to choose our own groups and stuff. And pretty much our group was already set. For whatever reason, there's this table right next to us with a group of like three girls. And back then, you know, these were attractive girls to me, you know. These are girls that I would have been like, fuck yeah, bro, I get to talk to these girls. For whatever reason, they asked me to be a part of the group, to be in the group project. And I was like, peace out, friends. I'm out. I'm here. I fucking ditched my friends and I went to go join them because of obvious reasons, you know.
And did they make you do all the work?
And they made me do all the work. So
did you at least get like, you know, a hug from one of them?
There was no outcome, you know. I didn't get any benefits.
You didn't get
from
like
this.
A side hug, like, hey, thanks for everything.
I got a thank you. I got us an A. So
hey bro, females be crazy out here, bro. No cap.
So that was definitely, I feel like, a fake friend moment. They were being fake friendly to me just so that way I can get the work done. And then
the worst kind of species out there, bro.
the fake friend or the females?
The females. Hey, hey.
And this is why I'm single, bro. This is why I'm single, because I talk the maddest shit for no reason.
Because
bro.
Miguel's already out to get the other person, bro.
But it's because I've been hurt so many times. But I know not all females are the same. But apparently every female that I choose to fuck with is the same.
Nah,
so either I have a type and it's talk.
I don't want to hear.
No, all right, good. We're good. Do I just deserve this? Is this karma or something?
No, I think it is karma.
Keep fishing in the same pond, bro. You gotta move to different ponds.
Ponds? Who's fishing in ponds out here, bro?
You, because you be getting the same fucking fish over and over.
I'm fishing in a bucket, bro. I can't be fishing in a pond out here. Get the same fish over and over. It's crazy. What do you mean?
Miguel, can I add a little like side question to your question?
Of course, sir.
Did you, have you guys ever been a part of a friend group where like there was this person in that friend group that you just didn't like at all?
Yeah.
Like it's a big friend group. Like I had a big friend group and there was a bunch of us, but there was this one fucking guy that I didn't want him to be in the friend group because I just hated him.
Yeah.
And we always clashed and we would always just like talk shit about each other. And I was like, why the fuck are you here, man? Why are you hanging out with us? And it's funny because I stayed with that same friend group for all 4 years in high school. So I had to fucking see him every day because of that shit.
Damn. All 4 years is crazy.
Yeah. We stayed good friends even until after high school. And then, but sadly we all.
I don't know. I don't know if I had a friend like that.
There was a friend in my group and then somehow now he's on the podcast with me.
Damn, but I thought you guys didn't talk until
we didn't talk in high school, bitch.
Nah, this was spitting out fucking false facts, bro.
What are you talking about? I thought you were senior year.
No, you didn't.
My senior year.
Your senior year? I thought I didn't hang out with you until after you graduated.
Nah, it was before.
I could have sworn it was the summer you graduated. It was into the summer. I told Anand and your cousin the story of how we like kind of first met when I was getting my tat. And it was like, you stole my credit card because I didn't you didn't trust me coming back to your house to bring back Oscar.
Hey, rightfully so though. Like looking back at the years, like I did a smart move that day, because if not, I would have never seen you again.
What do you mean? I was going to come back. I wasn't a rat back then. I'm still not a rat now.
Nah, true. I've seen Miguel's Instagram photos.
Wasn't a rat back then.
And I'm still not a rat now.
I've seen Miguel's high school photos. He wouldn't do that to you for sure.
You want to bring out You want to bring out the book, bro? I mean, the thing? I got photos, bro. My yearbook.
If I had my yearbook, my man having
a stroke over there, bro.
If I had my yearbook, bro, I would show you guys my picture. That shit's embarrassing, bro.
I got my
freshman.
Oh, damn. No. Bro. Your parents liked you that much?
Do I have all 4 years? I don't remember.
That's crazy if you do. I only had senior year, eighth grade, and sixth grade. That's it.
I know for sure. I have elementary, all my elementary ones.
And I think I have my kindergarten one, bro. If not, it's pre-K. It's pre-K because I was a different school for pre-K, bro.
I have all of my elementaries, my middle school. I don't know if I have all high school. I know for sure I have my senior year.
I bet you Moises' yearbook was fully signed, bro. Like, everywhere.
It was. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I had to buy extra pages.
It's fucking good.
So, you know what I did for senior year? Because we didn't get our yearbooks in time, I think. I knew I wasn't going to see, like, all the freshmen and stuff. Because we had advisement by then, right?
Yeah.
I brought a little index book. Index card book. And I was like, hey, bro, just sign this. Like, if I don't see you, like, I still want you to sign this, blah, blah, blah. And I got everyone to sign it, you know, and fucking even other people to sign it. And then once I got the yearbooks, I was like, all right, everyone sign this, you know, kind of thing.
Where are they now, though?
They're right here. They're actually right here to my left side.
Read one.
I don't want to make too much noise for the microphone, bro. Hold on. Give me a second. Wait, you want me to bring out the yearbook or you want me to bring out the index
cards? Just read one entry. You don't have to give the name. If you want to, you can. I mean.
You know what? I got a lot. I got a lot of, it was great getting to know you in high school. Just to let you guys know, I didn't really have a lot of signatures. This was very, very empty. But the few that I got was like, it was so nice getting to know you and getting to meet you. Fucking bullshit, bro. We maybe talked like twice the whole 4 years in high school. That's a big ass lie.
But you let him sign your shit, bro.
True. I was happy when they signed it too.
Who's more of a fake friend then?
Damn, that's crazy.
At that point, I was just going around seeing who would sign my yearbook. Hey,
at that point, Adan was like, $5.
And everybody,
$5.
I'll pay you to sign my yearbook, bro.
Right? I know there was, so like some of my close friends, like I know they took like my yearbook and then like for a day and like wrote their shit. Like I have pages, like a page worth
for
of like from one person, a page worth for another person.
Who is this man, bro? Who the fuck is this guy?
No, Cam, we thought he was hella popular in high school, but we're friends now. Damn.
Fucking burn, dude. That shit is crazy.
Sorry, that came out of nowhere. I didn't mean that.
Nah, that was
hey.
Dope.
Hey, only the true friend stuck around. Thanks, Miguel.
Hey, no problem. I met you after high school, but it's fine.
But since I would have been your friend in high school.
No, you wouldn't.
Do you think?
The fuck kind of person do you think I was in high school?
Do you guys think we would have been friends in high school?
We would have bullied this fool 100%.
It depends. I think I would have definitely been friends with Miguel because we have a lot of same interests. But
you guys would have been like the weebs.
Yeah.
And then into soccer and shit. And like all that, and then I'd be like that guy, like
yeah, you were in band, bro. I honestly, yeah, maybe not.
I wasn't band, bitch.
He was an orchestra.
Or what the fuck, same shit instruments, bro.
No, it's not. Same shit instruments.
Everybody dissed the band in high school, but they never fuck with the orchestra.
No, mames, it was that type of high school where there was beef between the fucking orchestra and band.
Yes, and choir.
What the fuck?
And the color guard.
Man, was that serious?
Hey, color guard was top tier. It was color guard.
What? You're gonna say the color guard was top tier?
I'm saying they thought they were the top tier.
Oh.
Like because they were part of the football games, they were in the parades, you know, that type shit.
Did you guys start swinging instruments at each other and shit? Or?
No, I think there was a fight in the music room once.
What the fuck?
No, I think
that's funny to me.
They threw mayonnaise at each other, bro.
I found out? It was like the music kids were also the most sexually active kids.
Hey, what the fuck, bro?
Like the type of shit that I found out in like music, and it's like,
was that why you were there?
No, I blame the music teacher at that time. Hey, yo, hey, whoa, that's crazy. Hey, fuck.
I don't want to get into it, but like, I'm sure by this point in time, like everybody has talked about like the Nickelodeon Quiet on Set shit.
Damn, that's a segue right there.
No. It's still on the same topic.
That was a good one.
I know it is. That's why I'm saying that's one hell of a fucking.
But you know how that shit's relevant. Everybody's been talking about it, all the shit that went behind the scenes and stuff. But like, bro, high school was fucking crazy as well with that type of shit. I remember like a couple teachers that were, I think they got caught while I was there and after I was gone too. For some like very, very such shit. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't even know how to fucking explain it, bro. Like how sick and twisted do you have to be as a teacher to be able to do or to like to do some shit like that?
I don't know, bro. Some of these students are very persistent. Like,
bro. Like as a student, like if you're persistent, it doesn't fucking matter, bro.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
You as an adult have to
set the example.
Set the example and fucking know what's right and wrong, bro. Like you are doing something wrong, and not only that, if you're giving into it, you are also the student might not know, but in the end, you're also gonna traumatize them, and I feel like that's gonna fuck with them in the future as well.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
So some sick twisted people out there, bro.
Nah, but you're right. That shit was crazy, and I'll add the NJROTC to that list of fucking people.
How the fuck is that?
NJROTC.
I still respect them.
I'm not even going to guess what that is.
The people who got the full ride scholarship?
So back to would we be friends in high school? It depends what group of people Nan hung out with in his high school. So I need you to answer that real quick.
I just hung out with anybody who played video games and played soccer.
So, damn, I'm going to expose myself hella bad right now. But fuck it, bro. In high school, I can tell you what I did all 4 years. Freshman year, I took industrial engineering tech. That was the computer room. For lunch, I had to go in there and I played Counter-Strike.
Hey, right? Yo. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Sophomore year is when I went to the game room. So there was a teacher. Forgot what his name was. I think he did the yearbook class and some other classes. Well, he had like the room set up for lunch. He sold Hot Pockets, ramen, you know, everything that you could think of, right?
Yeah.
And we had hecka stations. We had GameCube, Xbox, you know, whatever. So I'd always go in there. We'd just play Smash Bros. All the time, you know? Smash Bros. Melee was the shit back then. We always played it over there. It wasn't until junior and senior year when I kind of got away from that and I started hanging out with this group of girls that we hung out with. So we hung out with them junior and senior year. And that's probably because of Spanish class, honestly. We started kicking it after Spanish class because our Spanish class was always before lunch both years. Mm-hmm. And so we just like went out, got the table right outside the door and just fucking got lunch and we just kicked it like that. Did I like all of them? Probably not. I was probably only there for a select few, but select you know, we were all a group together at the end of the day, you know. And then I remember... I think formal came around, bro, and like they were all planning to go together, and I was like, fuck, dude, do I go as the only guy in this group to formal with them?
Yes.
And I said no.
Damn. Miguel, though?
I bitched out 100%. But when I heard the stories afterwards, I heard it wasn't fun. I heard shit went down. I'm glad. I would have been caught in a fucking cat fight left and right, bro. I've been like, fuck, not again.
Between that guy group that went?
Yeah, dude. It was like internal
damn,
beef.
I would have just watched that shit, bro.
You know what's crazy? Is like legit today at work. And here we go again. I was talking to Amanda.
Oh.
All right, guys. It's been a good episode. From now on, that's going to be like the cutoff. Every time we say that, it just ends the episode, you know?
I was talking to Amanda and we're talking about like prom and like winter formal and shit. And like, it's crazy that you literally brought it up today.
That's crazy.
That's why I was like, what? But I remember, like, my junior year, I went with, like, all my guy friends. So, like, it was, like, a guy's night type shit.
Name them. I want to hear names.
I remember one for sure, David.
Oh, shit. He said a name.
And so, I'm glad we all went.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm pretty sure I don't talk to any of them right now.
He was the fake friend, bro. He doesn't.
And if you are listening, David, shout out to you, bro. Thank you for hey, bro. Thank you for
fake
listening.
Fake it till you make it, bro. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And I made it to prom, and then my senior year, that's when I had a girlfriend, so I went to prom there. You know, secondhand serenade, playing Fall for You. You got to serenade your girl, and then that was it. But it was crazy.
Nah, but to go back to the overall question, I don't think I had any fake. Let me rephrase that. I wasn't a fake friend to anyone. I was friends to whoever wanted to talk to me. The people I did consider fake were obviously the ones that just asked you for the homework. But I changed that perspective once I started asking them for the homework senior year for the lower classes. And I was doing more of the work for the upper classes, you know?
Like what?
And I was like, bro, just give me the shit for econ. All right, I bet, you know? And then, you know, I'd help them out with like Spanish or math, you know? And then like, fuck you, you know? I like this Spanish, stuff anyways.
Spanish was the higher end?
Well, I wouldn't. Well, I mean, it was AP Spanish lit, you know.
Señora García. Menos puntos.
Obviously. Hey, man. That was probably the weirdest environment I've ever been in because, no offense, you had the whitest teacher teaching you the most legit Spanish.
Bro, it was crazy. Yeah, because, like, Señora García was white, like, born here, everything, but spoke the best Spanish ever. Her husband was Mexican descent, did not know how to speak Spanish.
Goddamn.
It's crazy.
And I think he was like a teacher at Stanislaus. I think for something else. But like, she was super nice. Like, honestly, like, super nice teacher. But like, oh, bro, I have that shit engraved in me with menos puntos.
Respect, bro.
Like, if you talked English in her class, it was menos puntos.
Cap, I promise you, this fool was probably the one that lost the most points because this fool would always talk and shit, bro. 100%, bro. He would not be able to shut the. Yeah, you.
I never talk.
Shut. You're a social butterfly, bitch. You talk to everyone in high school. You still do. When we go to parties, when we go to raves, Okay, we haven't talked about Beyond Wonderland, huh?
We haven't.
Let me tell you guys, this motherfucker just out of nowhere starts talking to this couple in front of us. It sounds like a fucking full blown conversation.
Time out. We don't know if they're a couple. We don't want to assume.
My bad. A couple of people that were happening to be there together, and they just fucking starts talking to them like in the middle of a set, bro. And I'm like, the fuck? Why do you make friends out of nowhere like that, bro? Like, and then
yeah, why do you meet new people?
And then what happened?
That's it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and nothing. Then it turns out my boy was a developer for Hearthstone.
A developer?
Developer. He even wore his developer sweater.
For those of you who don't know, it's a card game made by Blizzard. That's all we're going to say, though. We wouldn't want to expose him for anything that he's not supposed to be saying out here.
No, he was a super cool guy. Like, he was super nice. And then, like, you know, we had to end up going to a different set. So, like, you know, I was like, hey, bro, like, it was nice having a chill time with you guys. Enjoy the rest of your night. Get home safe. We're gonna bounce, and then I left.
Miguel, you know that's how you meet girls, right? Just by walking up to random people and just talking to them.
Nah, see, bro, this is the thing. I'd hope girls would walk up to us.
Like, yeah, it's 2024, man.
There was a group of girls that walked up to Hopple, and then like, can you give our friend a shoulder, right? And that was it, bro.
Look, bro, Miguel, this EDC is going to be a lot different for you because now like, you're getting ripped and now you got a tattoo. So, and you got fucking dope ass hat.
Walk like this.
If I don't talk to someone at a Lenium set with this tattoo, I'm done. That's it. I'm not going to tour day three. I'm not. I'm done.
You're going
to
be like, hey, look at this.
Lenium's on Friday?
Yeah, it's on Friday.
Mm-hmm. My first day.
Miguel's going to be like this.
Hey, let me tell you a quick funny story.
I wonder if it'll close Friday.
At work, one of the younger guys, the son of the owner, basically, I don't know why I should be saying this, but whatever. He's like, oh, you got a tattoo? I'm like, my first one. He's like, oh, what is it? I'm like, it's a DJ logo. You know, it's a Phoenix. And he's like, what DJ? And I was like, Lenny. He's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, nah, you're just saying that because if you would have known, you would have recognized it right away because it's literally facts. In his name. So cut the cap, bitch. Cut the cap. But obviously, I couldn't say
he's
that.
He's trying to be friendly with you, bro. What's wrong
friendly,
with that?
Friendly, bitch. He's trying to be
that fake friend, bro.
He's trying to be a fake friend.
All we have in common is we used to both play League of Legends, bro. So you can imagine how fucking toxic we are.
There you go.
Also,
that's
you guys are both toxic
as fuck. Guys are both toxic as fuck, bro.
You already know. 100%.
Hey, speaking about toxic, guys, it's another week of...
oh, no.
Monica wrong? Yeah. I don't know if this is going to expose me or not. So... everybody at home, this might be TMI. I'm going to just give you a warning right now. This might be TMI. If you don't want to hear, just forward.
Click to number, who knows. Adam will put it right there. Skip forward.
So, like, I have a certain way of thinking, you know. I try to...
You mean you don't think.
I try to do things that'll help me save time, you know.
He's not wrong. It's pretty efficient.
So, Monica called me weird for this, and I really hope that I am not weird for this. I don't think I'm weird for this, but, okay, so, shower, right? We're in the shower. Us as guys. Women will do this as well.
Oh, we as in, like, you're putting us.
Yeah. You and your...
Okay.
Pee in the shower.
Well, you in this case, particularly me, because I'm the one doing it. But if you guys want to put yourself in my position, hopefully you guys will agree.
So we're in the shower.
I'm in the shower, and I just try to get as clean as possible, you know? Just as clean as possible.
Yeah.
And I told Monica that when I'm in the shower, I blow my nose. I take out all my mocos, put it down the drain, you know, just like fully just clean myself. She says that I'm weird for fucking cleaning out my mocos in the shower.
Is she in the room?
No, she's not in the room. That's not weird, right? That's fucking normal.
Not that it was going to change my answer, but
yeah.
That's not weird at all.
It's like the earwax too. Like I like to clean my ears in the shower too. Like just clean everything. I do it in the shower. I feel like that's using your time wisely. You know, you're cleaning it out. It's going to go down the drain. And I feel like that's not weird, right?
So she's upset that you blew your nose in the shower.
Yeah, she's not upset, but she just thinks that it's weird that I do that in the shower. It's not weird, right?
That's not weird.
Blowing your mocos in the shower. I'm gonna say this, and I don't know if it's gonna be too much. Maybe we can cut it out. But what is your opinion on peeing in the shower, bro?
I do it all the time. Shit, I haven't pooped in the wobble like, stump that shit, bro.
Okay,
no, that's kidding. That's foul. So I'm just kidding. Okay. No, I mean,
like I said, guys,
Miguel,
that was too,
Miguel
TMI,
turns
bro.
Around. Miguel turns around, turns the pressure up, and just fucking bends over.
That's
and that pressure.
Chris.
He bidets it in the shower, bro.
But not only that, it's like easy for us, bro. We can aim it. We can aim it into the drain hole.
I mean, you can
and
aim it.
It
as a girl in a way.
I mean, you don't have to aim it either, but like
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna go down the fucking drain anyway.
It's you going fucking down the clean same everything. Pipe that you're gonna you clean flush everything, a toilet, bro. Yeah,
and it's just like you're essentially cleaning everything. You're letting it all out. You know, obviously, you just don't take a shit in the shower. That's gross. That's weird.
Whoa. Says who?
I think that's society. Fucking weird, bro. I think that's weird. If you shit in the shower,
you're just being manipulated by society, bro.
The fact you're bringing up shitting is like I remember the other day. To answer your question, Adnan.
No, right?
Blowing your boogers? No, that's fair game. Peeing? Fair game.
Thank you. Monica, if you're listening to this, I told you. She called me weird. I'm like, bro, come on. You can't call me weird for doing that. Nobody's normal. Everybody's weird.
I wouldn't even consider it weird, but okay.
I feel like that's more normal than not.
You grow big extra weird sometimes, to be honest.
Thank you, guys. I needed that support. That means a lot to me.
The other day, like, I literally showered, and then, like, I got out, and I was like, bro, I gotta take a shit.
I hate that shit, bro. And I was literally.
I feel so squeaky clean right now.
I won't do it.
I was playing fucking, it felt like I was riding a bull. So I was like slipping and sliding on the fucking seat, bro. Because my cheeks were wet.
I can't do that. That's foul, bro.
My cheeks were wet, but you know, nah. I got it done. I dried off my seat, got back in the shower, cleaned it up.
What?
And then I came back out.
I hate that shit, bro, because there'll be times where, like, I'm completely fine. I start showering, and then I start getting the urges of needing to take a shit. I'm like, why? Why couldn't I fucking feel this before I got in the shower? It happens a lot more than you think. Waffle stomp it? You're fucking crowning in the shower, Miguel, or what?
Crying in the shower is crazy.
My boy be turtling in the shower.
I usually try to make sure it comes out before, you know.
Miguel, you shit in the urinal before, huh?
If it has to come out after, I wait till I'm fully changed and dried, and like, I can't. It sounds weird, but if I'm wet, I cannot be taking a dump afterwards. I just can't. It feels
gross. Just take a dump and then you just go about your day.
I mean, yeah.
See, it was the same concept like when I went to like in the pool as a kid, mm-hmm. and it's like, fuck, I gotta take a shit. It's like, bro, but you're all wet and shit. Like, and then after that, like, you don't want to go back out to the pool. Like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's why you release it in the pool, bro. You let it float.
You're the type of person that peed in the pool, huh?
No, never,
that's what I'm saying.
Never.
Look, he peed in the pool. He shits in a urinal. He does all this shit for
shitting
sure.
Shitting in a urinal is fucked
shits,
up.
He shits in a bag and leaves it on the front steps.
That one's crazy. Shitting in a urinal is fucked up. There's no way to get rid of that, right? That one's fucking wild. That's fucked up.
There's nowhere to flush, bro. That was
fucked up, right?
You gotta scoop it up.
That's fucked up. No, that's foul.
I'm sorry, everybody at home. I know this is too much TMI, like I said, but this is something I needed to get out. If you're listening to this, please comment in the comment section of the YouTube video if it's weird to clean out your mocos in the shower. I don't think it is weird.
It's one of our most random fucking wildest episodes I hear so far.
Yes, our
hey, but whatever it takes to get clean, right? Like at the end of the day, you're cleaning your nasal passages, you're cleaning your ear passages.
Whatever it takes to get clean. What do you mean by whatever it takes?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Like, how are you getting clean?
That word choice threw me off a lot. Right
what do you Miguel, mean, bro? You're just doing all the things you should or want to do to get clean. Like, I don't know. Some people like to exfoliate and shower. I mean, shave in the shower. I don't like shaving in the shower.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Dude, that's actually a very fucking good point, dude. Because you're cleaning out your mocos in the shower. Okay, some people might find that nasty, but there's girls that fucking shave in the shower. I feel like some people would find that nasty as well.
Does Monica shave in the shower?
I'm sure she does.
Then there you go.
Because all girls do.
Counter argument right there.
How come I never fucking thought of this, dude?
Literally, you're welcome. Look, you never see my mocos on the fucking walls, but your hair.
And you know they're doing it because the day they take a longer shower, bro. That's when it is.
Exactly. Miguel, you guys just blew my fucking mind. Why didn't I think of this?
Color the room right now.
Come over here real quick. This is what we're here for, but we got you.
I appreciate it, man. This is why we're Los Compas.
You never knew you had.
This is why we're Los Compas.
100%. Los Comps.
Ah, shit. Everybody at home, we still haven't found a name to call our listeners. Please, if you got this far into the episode,
Los Chulos.
Like if you can help us find a name for our audience, for our listeners, and we love it and we choose it, then we'll hook it up with a free hoodie. Please, guys.
Our new design too.
with our new design. The photos coming soon. Photo shoot coming soon.
Hey, that was a, hey, I seen it in person, bro.
Shit, fire.
I saw it today.
It's clean.
Yeah, wait.
No, not today. Yesterday. Sorry. No, what was today? I don't remember.
We had one lucky fan already get to get an exclusive early release copy of our hoodie. And
copy.
Shout out to that fan for wearing the
shout out to Francisco.
Fernando.
Oh, now he's Fernando.
My bad. I was really drunk and I was calling him the wrong name, bro. At that point, all the Fs sounded the same, bro.
Hey, shout out to everyone that came to that day. That shit was fire. That was a fun day.
A lot of people that we expected to be there, a lot of people that we didn't expect to be there. That was crazy.
What was your number one surprise there?
Oh, God, let's not talk about that.
Oh, Miguel had a lot.
Oh,
Miguel,
Oscar.
Miguel had a very good time. Oscar, I did not expect to see Oscar.
The boy Oscar from LA, bro.
Yes,
honestly.
Sir.
I think that's my number one.
Dude, hey, I ain't gonna lie. When he showed up to my front door and I saw him, that'll tickle my throat.
Shout out, Oscar, man. We love
him. When I saw him, I was like, who the fuck is this fool, bro? What the fuck? And I was like, oh, shit. It's
Oscar? Just to give everybody context, everybody out there might not know who Oscar is, but Oscar worked with us at Target as well. So, and he was just a part of the group, you know, it was the four of us.
He lived with my family for 3 years.
Yep.
That man was pretty dedicated to everything he did. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, that guy still to this day, I remember he would go into his study sessions and he was the type of person where I was like, I'm going to study for 6 hours. And then for 6 hours, that's all he did, study. No phone breaks or anything. Maybe he had phone breaks, maybe. But like, just very dedicated to his study. And then after that sixth period, he'd be like, all right, I'm done for today. And then he would do whatever he wanted to do. And it would just baffle me because like, I would be on the kitchen table with him and like, I'd be doing like homework and shit or studying for the same shit. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm done. He's still studying? He's like, yeah, I still have 3 hours left. And I'm like, bro, I got smart. He's a fucking genius.
That was dedicated.
Like, I'm sorry, but the fact that we became friends is because I had him skip class and then became friends that day, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
True.
Worth every single second of it. So
yeah, that was probably the biggest shock, you know, along with some other smaller shocks, you know. At that point, I felt like an earthquake with a lot of aftershocks.
the initial strike of Oscar and then,
It was like a 5-point earthquake followed by a 4.9 aftershock, followed by a 4.8 aftershock, followed by a 4.7, you know. It just kept. Damn. It really wasn't going down that much, but
you just kept getting rocked.
I kept getting rocked, and I'm not gonna lie, it was not pretty. It's not pretty. I kind of want to ask for the opinion of the audience. All right, just let it go down the drain already and forget about it. So,
we go ahead and get them at that party.
I think I want to ask, but I don't know.
Go ahead, ask it.
All right, hypothetical situation, y'all. You walk into a party. You see a group of people that are just busy having a conversation, and you kind of stand there for a bit, trying to get their attention to say hi. You know, the conversation doesn't end. You got to walk past them to get outside, you know, to the rest of the party. But as you walk by, you wave hello, you know, respectfully, of course. And either A, didn't hear it, B, just didn't care, or C, apparently got offended because I didn't properly say hello, but they were busy having a conversation. I didn't want to interrupt them. I was going to come back later, you know? So am I in the wrong? Are they in the wrong? Are none of us in the wrong? Just misunderstanding. Let me know your opinions. I don't know. I felt like in that moment, I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to stand here just waiting for you guys to finish the conversation and other people to say hi to. So I'm just going to wave hello, and go outside and say hi to, you know, everyone else that's fucking there.
Look, Miguel, I don't think you're wrong in this situation. I think for some reason, I think you just unfairly targeted, you know? And the reason I say this is because I actually forgot to tell you guys this. That same person, both of them, they were there in the kitchen area when I went to go use the restroom. And someone was in there. So I was in that area while they were talking at. And I saw that girl, but I obviously didn't know who she was because I had never met her. But in that moment, I didn't say hello either. Because one, I wasn't fully all there. I was drunk. And two, I didn't know who she was. So, and I'm not going to say hi to someone that I don't know, especially if I'm there alone without anybody near me to like introduce me or anything.
Right.
And as I was about to walk away, that girl pulled me back to like say hello to me. So she was also in a conversation at that time. I was walking away and then she pulled me to the side, say hello. And then she started bringing up the podcast and whatever. And we just had like a discussion about it. Because of that reason alone, I think there was just maybe more at play, you know? I think they treated you unfairly.
Hashtag.
And now I'm ghosted.
And now you're ghosted.
And now I'm ghosted.
Hashtag ghost Miguel.
Hashtag don't fuck with my. Hold on.
Don't fuck with my boy Miguel, bro. Jeez. If you ever do this shit again, remember, sleep paralysis demon. I got you. Aww. I'm gonna see you.
That's crazy. I don't think I wish that upon anyone.
Can you ask a trivia question in that voice, please?
Oh yeah.
All right, like just say any random one.
Yeah, and whoever gets wrong gets fucking visited by the sleep paralysis.
What the hell? No. All right. I don't play this anymore.
Better get it right, bitch. On this plane.
Don't worry, I got you.
Visited by the tooth fairy. Actually, no, that means you lose a tooth.
I found a funny one. It's just like a random ass trivia. All right, I'm gonna ask these compas a trivia question real quick. All right.
All right, compas, y'all ready for this?
I don't know.
Which of the following has more chromosomes than a human? Four options: roundworm, yellow dung fly, a potato, or a cucumber. Which one of those has more chromosomes than a human?
Are we writing it down, or are we saying it?
You can say it. On a count of three, I'll have you both say it.
Can you repeat the options one more time?
Round worm, yellow dung fly, potato, or a cucumber.
All right.
Okay.
That's like A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
C.
Potato?
Yeah.
Damn, we're smart, boy. We got it.
Yep. Humans have a total of 46 chromosomes. Potatoes have 48.
Some more, some less.
God damn. I just found out today that I have less chromosomes than a potato, bro.
Damn, bro. Potatoes, potatoes,
hey, potatoes tomatoes. Have a lot of chromosomes, which is crazy, though, because it's so simple. It's just a starchy chromosome.
Hey, but there's potato. Also, like, hella potatoes out there, too.
Sweet potatoes, what?
Or like, purple potatoes, blue the potatoes. The rest blue. Cold, yeah. My dad used to work on a farm way back way when he came over to this country type shit.
All right, guys, we're getting close to running up on time. But before we leave, I wanted to play a little game with the compas. They had no idea I was going to do this. I'm just going to do a couple of these. Yeah, that way we don't take too much time.
We never have any idea what the fuck is happening.
Yeah. All right, guys, to end off the podcast, I'm going to play a little game. Many, if you listen to the podcast, we played a game like this before where I had them guess a theme song. Very similar game, but we're going to be guessing video game theme songs. So let's see if the compas know their video games. All right.
Let's see if this audio is good enough so we can.
I will go ahead. All right, you guys want to play rock paper scissors? See who goes first, or you guys want to let one or the other go first?
Miguel probably has more knowledge than me on video games.
I'll let the senior citizen go first.
The who?
The senior citizen.
Okay, coming from the old ass head over there. I'm literally the youngest in the fucking group.
You acted the oldest one though, bitch.
Damn,
it's called being mature.
The way you be fucking taking naps. The way you be taking naps all the time.
Look, I didn't take nap. All right. I stayed behind and cleaned the house so you guys don't have to mess.
All right, Moises, you're going to be the first one. Can you guess this video game theme song?
Probably not.
Here it is.
Oh, this sounds kind of familiar.
All right, can you guess that video game theme song?
The only thing that comes to mind is Contra.
Contra. You know, it does sound very Contra-y.
Contra-y.
Yeah. It does sound very Contra-y, but it's not Contra. It is not Contra.
That's literally the only thing that came to mind.
All right, Miguel, do you have a guess?
Sonic.
Yo. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know why that was funny to me, bro. That shit is not Sonic. It is not Sonic.
It's not one of the what? Sonic levels?
You see how Miguel thought he was so fucking confident.
I was confident as fuck right there. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, I will give you a hint and I'll play it one more time. It is a fighting game. Okay? Fighting game.
It is now.
It's a classic, bro. Look, just imagine yourself at the maquinitas.
I was gonna say the only thing that comes to mind is when you say fighting was an arcade game.
But which one?
I don't know, Street Fighter.
All right, you just want to take a guess? Well, guess one more time. Last chance.
Street Fighter.
Okay,
I'm picking Street Fighter also.
Okay, but what particular?
Number two for me.
Number three, my lord.
It is Street Fighter 2, Miguel's right. But it is the Balrog theme song. The Balrog. You know the boxer? Balrog. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Sure.
You guys never played Street Fighter 2,
bro? No, I just don't really? Remember it like you do, bro. Because you love that game. You keep
I thought you were a gamer, Migs. I thought you were a gamer.
For good Adnan, shit, yeah.
Adnan says he's a gamer, but then sucks at every fucking thing he plays.
Damn.
You're venting, bro. You're venting.
I'm more of an RTS gamer, real-time strategy. You feel me?
I'm more of a blues kind of guy.
All right, I'll play one that's a little bit easier for you guys, okay?
All right. I'm going first, right?
Yeah.
Can I get the point for the last one?
This is Miguel's. This is Miguel's chance right here. Let's see if you can guess this theme song right here for this video game.
Super Mario Sunshine!
God damn it. Shit. Well, I kind of ruined that one.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that's Super Mario Sunshine for the GameCube.
Also, I meant to put this, and we'll skip this one, but I meant to put this.
If you would have played that, all I could have told you was it's Mario, because I've never played Mario Sunshine.
I would have gone.
Yeah. I'll cut that part out, but guys, that's fucked up. I accidentally played a song that said the name, but I meant to put this song. That way you guys at home can enjoy the theme song. This song is a fucking banger, bro. Yeah,
I can't. I can't tell you that I would have guessed that. I might have guessed like fucking like maybe like Luigi's Mansion or something, but
I think Moises would have got down.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion, bitch.
Head ass.
Maybe.
I think Moises would have guessed that song.
He said he would have known it. He played Mario Sunshine. I never did.
Yeah, I would have gotten that one.
All right, guys.
The whole water gun thing, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of
that game. Was fucking amazing.
They didn't bleed. I didn't want it.
But to be honest, I was just broke as a kid and couldn't afford to buy games.
All right, Moises, you ready for your next song here?
Sure.
All right, Moises, I hope you get this one right. I really do, because so far it's not looking good. All right, here's your next theme song.
Damn, that sounded peaceful as fuck. Oh, it's still going.
I only have two games that come to mind.
Okay, for you guys, look, if you can guess a particular song, please do. But if I'll let you guess the name of the game.
Like, the only two games that come to mind are Donkey Kong Country and Super Mario World. Or no, it's Super Mario 64.
Okay.
It's definitely a water theme.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Definitely a water
theme. Lock in an answer.
I'm going to go with Diddy Kong. Or not Diddy Kong. Donkey Kong Country.
This was like Diddy Kong.
This motherfucker went completely fucking.
I'm going Donkey Kong Country.
Technically, he is in the game. So, that is the correct answer. It is Donkey Kong Country. It's Aquatic Ambience. That's the name of the song.
Is that the one where you, vines? There's like vines coming down and you had to like swim.
I don't know about vines, but there you do have to swim around.
And then you get, and if you own lots of little seahorse, you get a.
It's not a seahorse. It's a freaking
swordfish. A swordfish.
Yeah.
Okay,
you got it right.
That's right, crazy. Bet.
That shit took me way back, bro.
I would never have gotten that.
Well, let's see if you can get this next one right here. All right, Miguel, here's your next theme song right here.
It's Turok, bro.
All right, Miguel, what's the theme song?
Ghostbusters.
This fucking guy. It's not Ghostbusters.
No, my real answer is F-Zero. And if it's not F-Zero, it's Star Fox. But no?
What's your final answer? I don't know. I never said yes or no.
I'm locking in F-Zero just because it gives me that melee stage vibes when you play on that stage, you know? That fucking... Okay. The Captain Falcon stage. But I'm going to go with F-Zero because it sounds a little older. So F-Zero.
F-Zero is the correct answer. That is the correct answer. It's Big Blue. That's the particular name.
Right,
Big
that's Blue. The name of the stage too.
Yes, sir.
I am fucking cracked right now.
The other popular one was Mute City. That's the other popular one too.
These are fucking nerds, bro. All
right, Moises, I'm going to give both of you guys one more. I know Miguel hates when I say this, but I feel like this is going to be an easy one right here.
He'd be sitting there the last three times.
Honestly, bro. Honestly.
There's an ad. Hold on. Sorry. I need to pay for YouTube Premium.
Shout out them ads.
Shout out them pairs.
Shout out to ads.
Shout out them pairs.
You know, use promo code LosComboPodcast at SwornToUs.com to get 10% off your next purchase.
Sworn to us.
And you can rock a hat like Miguel, a hat like Hernan. He has it backwards, but it's a clean hat. If you haven't seen our Instagram post, we'll be rocking some of their clothes. Yeah, it's good. It's nice. And
I'm beautiful.
Like I said, use promo code LosComboPodcast at checkout, and you will get 10% off your first purchase. Thank you, Sworn to us.
All right, Moises, here is your next theme song. Let's see if you get it right.
Just spoon feed him at this point, bro.
Hey,
this voice matches that shit, dude. Oh, hey. Shit.
Hey, bro, can we go back and play some COD Zombies?
No, okay,
which
bro.
One though? Which one?
Black Ops. What the fuck?
No,
are you gonna lock
don't
in an answer?
Don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong.
Are you locking in an answer?
I'm gonna get canceled, bro.
Which one? Which Call of Booty we talking about?
Black Ops. Oh, fuck, bro.
It's crazy.
Locking an answer, boy. Locking an answer.
Wait, now I'm second guessing myself.
Dude, right?
No, I'm not. No, I know the map. I know the map.
I have the picture of the game ready here for you. That'll tell you exactly which one.
I know the picture. I know the picture is the guy holding guns like this.
Okay, so which one is it?
Fuck, but is that one or is it two because he has two guns?
Yo. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to lock in an answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to go 2.
That is incorrect.
Fuck, it was 1.
Miguel, you want to steal?
It's Kino the Toten on Black Ops 1, bro.
That's what it was.
The old school map, Kino.
It's not Kino, bro. It's just the main theme song for the zombies. Okay. Black Ops 1.
I was thinking,
I fucking knew he had the guns like this, bro.
Yeah, I can see how you can mistake it because he has two guns.
And Black Ops 2, it's a lines way. It's a two lines.
Yeah,
way.
So that's why I was like, because Black Ops 3 had the three lines, and I think Black Ops 2 had the two lines. But I couldn't remember if Black Ops 2 had that front art like that.
Yeah.
No, it was frowned upon by then.
All right. Last one here, guys. Last one, and we're going to end the podcast.
Whatever, bro. I don't care. This game's stupid.
Damn. My sis doesn't like have fun, bro.
I know.
Miguel, I'm going to give you a hard one here.
I got the Gerber treatment. Miguel's going to get the fucking...
Why are you saying fuck me for, bro?
Because, bro, you're already winning. If you get it wrong, Miguel, I win.
No, you got to... If you get it wrong in general, you're gonna lose.
Yeah, if you get it wrong, you forfeit your win.
Wait, why do I lose? I have more points than this fool.
That's what I'm saying, but that's why we're making it interesting.
Oh.
All right. Miguel's final song here. Miguel, can you guess this video game theme song? I'm gonna start crying, bro. I'm gonna cry. Tears in my eyes. Honestly, bro, I could just sit here listening to that shit all day, bro. It's just so beautiful.
Honestly, Miguel, before you even asked her that question, I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Kingdom Hearts?
Huh?
Kingdom Hearts?
And with that, Miguel is our fucking champion. That is correct. That is Kingdom Hearts. Dearly beloved, Fucking love that song. Miguel, congratulations. You have won a free dinner on Moises.
Bet.
Whatever you want.
For the record, I have no idea what game that was. I took a wild guess, but because you were saying you liked it so much, I kind of thought of games that you like a lot. And it fit that theme. That Disney damn, so I give it theme, away? You know? Not really gave it away, but you gave me a kind of small hint. But it did fit the Disney theme. My second guess would have been Final Fantasy, but you don't play Final Fantasy.
True, but it's also made by the same developer, so it makes sense. All right, everybody. That was the fucking end of the episode. We hope you guys enjoyed episode 75 of Los Pinches Compas podcast. Boys only episode, everybody. Boys only episode. We're going to come back with more bangers. We got a lot of more guests lined up. Some very, very good ones, bro. Like, oh my God, dude. I'm excited for the future guests that we're having on pretty soon, especially in this month. And we can't wait to fucking share who it is. But in the meantime, everybody, do not forget to do what, Moises?
Like, comment, hit that bell so you never miss one of our videos. You know the vibes. Hit us on TikTok, Instagram, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Glassdoor. You know, everywhere you get your news. Because we are the news. We bring it to you. It may not be right, but we bring it to you. We give you our opinion.
Bring it.
Damn. If we're the news, we're fucking terrible at this shit.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. But no, shout out to everyone who has been, you know, kicking it with us, you know. Like Alan said, it was a boys episode.
Banger.
For the boys.
Boys room. But yeah, no, shout out to everyone and hit that button. Subscribe. And for again, don't forget to hit that link and buy yourself a nice hat.
SwornToys.com. Affiliate code Los Compas Podcast and get 10% off. Also, everybody, can we start operation, please? Let's start a movement right now. Operation hashtag Te Salud. Everybody, bro, go fucking, if you guys want to support the podcast, hey, send some emails to Te Salud and tell them to sponsor us, bro. Tell them to sponsor Los Compas, bro. Operation Te Salud. We're going to make it happen this year, bro. Watch it. If you guys want to help and like push for it to happen, hit them up. Te Salud. Tell them you want to see Te Salud on Los Compas Podcast. Make it happen. Let's make it happen, bro. Miguel, any last words you want to say?
Yes, sir. Actually, I do. I just want to remind Moises that he lost the competition, so he'll be visited by his favorite sleep paralysis demon tonight.
I'm coming for you, baby. See me in your bed.
I'm sorry.
If you, by this time this episode comes out, if you still haven't seen our first vlog ever, I recommend watching it. I had a good time. It's pretty funny. There's a very fucked up ending at the end, though. But, you know, it's for the vlog. It's for the content, bro. I'm down for it.
Hey, be honest. I had a fun time recording it with you guys.
Moises had a fun time virtually being there for us because he lagged on the tattoo. Yeah. But I still appreciate his motivation. Bro,
spoilers.
Oh, the thumbnail is my face in pain, for the record. And before anyone says anything,
it doesn't hurt that bad.
I was
bro.
Not ready for that pain. I got used to it. I wasn't ready for it. He started at the tip, you know, where it hurts the most.
Hey,
you
yo.
Know, the tip's most sensitive, right? Am I right? You know, hey, like, yo.
Yeah, for sure it is.
So, I mean, it just made sense that it was the most sensitive part. I felt it the most. And he went down from there, you know.
Yo,
that whole audio out of fucking context.
My boy's talking about tips going down there. Okay, guys, that's it for this episode, man. We're gonna fucking if you guys are listening to on a Apple device, a Samsung device, a calculator, like I mentioned, in your car, on a plane, on a bus, on a train, that fucking rhymed. All right, we're gonna be catching you guys on the next one. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please, bro. It helps a lot. It really does. And yeah, we love you guys. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace out.
Deuces.
Later, guys.
Later.